One of our challenges is to contour, let's say, popular opinion. Have you seen anything that a brand agency partnership can do to accelerate cultural perspective modification, or what do you want to call it? Just popular opinion?
We're going to change popular opinion through the work that we do. Is that what you mean?
That's what they told me when I got into advertising. They told me I was going to change the world, and I was sign me up.
I thought we were just selling stuff. I feel that the best communications, and again, I don't even want to call it advertising anymore, but the best content, best communications is oftentimes a reflection on what's happening in culture. And maybe articulated, re-articulated in a way that is relevant for whatever the brand is. You know, it used to be that agency work, I think, was driving a lot of popular opinion or cultural opinion. I think it's just because of social media, it's changing so much. I mean, the individuals who are, you know, posting and living brands every single day out there on their Facebook, Twitter, you know, LinkedIn, Vine, Instagram, Pinterest, whatever it is, that is so much a part of what's shaping people's
right.
opinion. And I think that I've always felt that the best advertising is word of mouth, right? So, you know, you may not believe a company or an advertisement or but you're going to believe what your friend has to say or what someone you trust has to say. And I think that that's changing and shifting popular opinion and culture more than brands are. I think brands still are able to do it, but the brands that are most successful are the ones that are listening and are most in tune and then riding the wave and maybe finding their own way to fit into it.
Do you think it's pushed transparency? They say be careful what you wish for. We kind of got it. We always mm-hmm. wanted to be in front of them, integrated into their life. Now we're there. We're in the conversation, and it better be good. It better mm-hmm. be sincere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So conversation to transparency, depending on what department you're talking to in the brand side, it can be difficult.
Well, I mean, I think it's holding brands' feet to the fire, right? I mean, you can't hide behind corporate speak. You can't hide behind just an ad. You can't hide behind the press release.
Yeah.
I mean, it's being decided for you. And I think the brands, again, that are being most successful are the ones that recognize and understand it, appreciate it, and are willing to engage on the terms that are set by the public. We can't get out there and we're going to tell you exactly what kind of, you know, dishwasher fluid to buy or whatever.
Right.
I mean, we're not telling them anymore, but we can find ways to help be a part of that conversation. And again, consumers are far too savvy now to,
right.
You know, just to be told. Yeah,
being
manipulated. So I'm with you on that. I think it's something that's changing. And again, the ones that are, they recognize what's happening in the world. They're recognizing what's happening with their potential customers. They're recognizing where their brand truly sits. And the brands are being true to themselves and find their way to fit in. Some brands are arrogant. Some brands are confident. Some brands, you know, what's their voice and what's the voice they want to portray no matter where it is? How do you respond to a crisis? How do you respond to some negative feedback that comes in? What if you screw up? I mean, listen, companies make a mistake.
Right.
How do you handle that? I mean, you see a lot of brands handling that latest tax crisis, for instance. You know, you're actually hiding taxes by being off overseas.
Oh,
and
yeah,
a lot of different companies have done that. So how do they handle it? How does the brand handle it? We're not going to deal with it. We've done nothing wrong. We want to do something to address it. How brands act are really going to make, you know, make consumers understand what they're really all about.
Yeah, yeah, the curtain's pulled back. There's no hiding behind it.
No kimono, no more.
That's right.